It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
Hi, Fremont family. It's good to be with you on this Next Step Monday as we look back to Ruth chapter 3. The big idea we saw was this: that trust in God's promises prompts bold faith. And boy, did we see a lot of faith exhibited. So there's really kind of three themes of faith that we focused on that I think is very relevant and practical for us this week and beyond. And the first was an intentional faith. The second was a vulnerable faith. And the third was a patient faith. Now, all the events in chapter 3 take place between sunset and sunrise. And normally, good things don't happen between those times. But here, some amazing stuff happens. First, I want us to just notice the beauty in the ordinary faith of Naomi. She's sending Ruth out with these kind of mundane details, you know, dress like this, clean yourself up, pay attention to where he lay. But all of her actions are prompted within the promises of the scriptures they had at the time for God's provision for a widow like her and for Ruth. So her faith is very intentional. And I think sometimes we only think of faith only in these kind of big, glamorous things rather than the mundane details. A lot of times, obedience takes place in very mundane things. Second, we see vulnerable faith. Ruth risked a lot. She was the only woman at the threshing floor. If Boaz rejects her, I mean, all of the provision that she's been getting from him is jeopardized. So she really puts herself out there, but she really submits to her mother-in-law, who is submitted to scripture. And so a lot of times when it comes to the way we live out our faith, we want a guarantee. Well, if I do this, I want a guarantee of how something's going to turn out. Well, Ruth exhibits faith before having any guarantee of the result. Sometimes we need to take the next step of obedience before we have any guarantee of what's going to be required next. And then last of all, we see a patient faith. So Boaz agrees to this marriage proposal, but evidently there's a redeemer, there's someone in their family who actually has the right to redeem Ruth before Boaz. Now, I imagine how tempting it would have been for Boaz just to say, you know what? Hey, I'm the one she proposed to. I'm the one whose field she came to. We have this relationship. This is what's best. So I'm just going to go ahead and do this and bypass the family member who has the right before me. But faith is patient. Faith would rather wait on God than usurp God's authority and trample over God to get what we want. And a lot of times, some of the greatest acts of faith will require patience. We exhibit faith by usurping God's word over our impulses in the moment. So I would ask us to think about these things as we close. Who is the object of our faith? I don't mean how would we answer on a test, but practically, who is the object of our faith? Is it the Lord or is it something else? But second, I would ask us to consider this. Is there an area in our lives that the word of God is prompting us to act in faith, but we're hesitating to do so because we're afraid of how something may turn out? I would encourage us, we can trust God's word. I will be praying for you and for us as a church as we consider these questions this week.